Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, we've got an event I want to talk about that is coming up over Memorial Day weekend, a very colorful, very big event, big in terms of what is featured there. It's the WRAL Freedom Balloon Fest, Memorial Day weekend at Zebulon's Bennett Burn Plantation and at Spring Forest Road Park in North Raleigh. More than 40 balloon pilots and teams from across the nation will attend. Events include a mass ascension of all participating balloons, followed by a balloon glow just after sunset on Friday, May 22nd, at Bennett Bun Plantation in Zebulon. Events in Zebulon continue on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday mornings with competition balloon flights. Saturday, May 23rd and Sunday, May 24th, spectators are invited to experience ballooning up close with pilot meet-and-greet events, tethered balloon rides, and an evening balloon glow each night at both Bennett Bun Plantation and Spring Forest Road Park. All ballooning events and activities are wind and weather dependent. Hot air balloons fly early in the morning and late afternoon. Morning flights are from approximately 6 to 9:30. All morning flights are at Bennett Bun Plantation. Come and watch the pilots show their skills using nothing but the wind to steer. Afternoon flights and tethered rides begin around 6 p.m. Surface winds need to be below 6 miles per hour for tethered rides to start. Flight tether times are approximate and depend upon wind and weather. Tethered rides require a signed waiver of liability. Children 18 and under must have a signature by a parent or guardian. Additional information is available at the following website, WRALFreedomBalloonFest.com. That's, again, coming up on Memorial Day weekend. If you've ever been to one of these, I'm quite sure you'll want to go for another event. All right, Carolina Music Festival's coming up May 21st through the 23rd, Little John's Mountain Music Festival in Snow Camp. May 22nd through the 24th, Beach Music Weekend Festival in Roxboro. It's at Willow Oak Park. May 22nd through the 24th as well, Fiddler's Grove Festival, Union Grove. And that's at the Fiddler's Grove Campground. Also, May 22nd to 24th, the White Squirrel Festival in Brevard. May 25th, Carl Sandburg Folk Music Festival in Flat Rock. May 29th through the 31st, it's Neon Weekend in Forest City. And that festival site is Forest City Grass Amphitheater. May 30th, it's the Durham Blues and Brews Festival, Durham Central Park. Organizers say their version of the Music and Beer Festival, debuting in 2015, will feature local bands and about 20 local craft beers in 12-ounce pours, which will eliminate long lines. Local food trucks will be on hand as well, and the whole thing is a benefit for the Exchange Family Center, which works with families to prevent child abuse and neglect. This is an adults-only event. May 30th, it's the Shallow Bag Shag Beach Music Festival in Manteo. It's at the Roanoke Island Festival Park. June 4th through the 6th, Bluegrass in Cherokee. And that's at the Happy Holiday RV Village in Cherokee. June 5 and 6, we've got a couple events. The Bluegrass and Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Mount Airy. That's at the Veterans Memorial Park. The other on June 5th and 6th, the Brevard Blues Festival at the Brevard Music Center. Two events, June 5th through the 7th, Grover Fest in Ferguson at the High Country Motorcycle Camp, and the Okra Folk Festival in Ocracoke Island. Okra Folk is presented by Ocracoke Lie Alive. This Ocracoke stuff. Anyway, by Ocracoke Alive, a nonprofit cultural arts organization. The festival site is Howard Street and School Road. June 6th, Carolina Beach Music Festival at Carolina Beach. And, of course, that's on the beach near the boardwalk there in Carolina Beach. June 6th, it's the Millstock Art and Music Festival in Clayton. This is its 15th year. The site is the Horn Square. June 12th and 13th, Charlie Poole Music Festival in Eden. The festival site is the Governor Moorhead Park. And coming up in September, the Hopscotch Music Festival. It's in downtown Raleigh for its sixth year, September 10th through the 12th. Audio description information as provided by Arts Access. Audio description is a narration service for individuals who are blind or have low vision. The audio describer provides an ongoing dialogue of visual events that are taking place on the stage, screen, at the museum, on a television, at the movies, or even public speaking events. All right, coming up Friday, June 5th, Newsies at DPAC at 8 p.m. Tuesday, June 23rd, it's Common Enemy, Triad Stage at 7:30. A season of remarkable upset victory sends North Carolina's Zebulon College to the NCAA basketball tournament for the first time. In the grip of March Madness, the campus reels as an assistant professor threatens the school's athletic program. In a state where college basketball is almost a religion and team rivalries stretch back for generations, the explosive study pits faculty against administration, student against teacher, and husbands against wives. Majority views threaten strong convictions as the courage to speak up comes under relentless attack. That's Common Enemy, Triad Stage, 7:30 on June 23rd. Friday, June 26th, The Color Purple, Justice Theater at 8 p.m. The Color Purple is an inspiring family saga that tells the unforgettable story of a woman who, through love, finds the strength to triumph over adversity and discover her unique voice in the world. The performance is held at St. Francis of Assisi on Leesville Road in Raleigh. And Saturday, July 25th, it's the Buddy Holly Story, North Carolina Theater at 2 p.m. All of those previously are audio-described performances. Pinecone and the North Carolina Museum of History present the Music of the Carolina series. It's at Daniels Auditorium, North Carolina Museum of History, and on Edenton Street in Raleigh. Free and open to the public, free tickets required. Tickets distributed on a first-come, first-served basis beginning at 2 p.m. Again, and one of the final date is two of a kind, June 14th, and that's once again the Music of the Carolina series, two of a kind on June 14th at the History Museum. The annual Farm to Fork Picnic is expanding beyond a one-day event to a full weekend of events. The guest of honor during the weekend will be sustainable seafood expert and James Beard Award-winning author Paul Greenberg, who wrote American Catch and Four Fish. And this all takes place the weekend of June 5th, 6th, and 7th. The lineup at Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater, Saturday, June 27th, North Carolina Symphony Concert, the Music of the Eagles. And I'm missing a page. Leave it up to me, huh? Maybe hold off there on Cocobooth until I find that. Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh, Friday, May 29th, Cold War Kids, that's a free concert. Saturday, May 30th, Morris Day and the Time with Sheila E. Showtime is at 7. Wednesday, June 3rd, the Decemberists with special guest Shovels and Rope. Tuesday, June 9th, Third Eye Blind Dashboard Confessional. Tuesday, June 16th, Flogging Molly and Gogol Bordello. Friday, June 19th, Hozier with the Antlers. Monday, June 22nd, Lindsey Stirling. Saturday, June 27th, Band Together featuring Michael Fronte. At Walnut Creek Amphitheater, Friday, May 22nd, Dave Matthews Band. Friday, June 5th, Dierks Bentley, Kip Moore, Matty and Tay, and Kanan Smith. Wednesday, June 10th, it's Train, The Fray, and Matt Nathanson. Thursday, June 11th, Mumford and Sons. And then Friday, July 10th, Tim McGraw, Billy Currington, and Chase Bryant. That same weekend, Saturday, July 11th, Kid Rock and Foreigner. And, of course, we can't forget that coming up July 1st at Carter-Finley Stadium, the Rolling Stones. PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office. All Ticketmaster outlets by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Thursday, May 28th, it's Kenny Chesney. Friday, May 29th, WWE Live. June 5 through 7, Make a Friend, Sesame Street Live. And June 9th, that's a Tuesday night, Taylor Swift and her 1989 World Tour. All right, coming up at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Friday, May 22nd, Legacy, Eurythmy. 30th anniversary concert, adults $22, children and seniors $15. Sunday, May 24th, the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Tickets are $25. The performance is at 3. Tuesday, June 2nd, Shauna Tucker. Shauna is a singer-songwriter and cellist whose self-described chamber soul style of music is an eclectic blend of soulful, jazz influence, contemporary folk, and acoustic pop. Tickets start $22. Performance is at 8. Tuesday, June 9th, Michael McDonald. And the tickets there start at $47. Performance is at 8. Sunday, June 14th, Kids Bop Kids, the Make Some Noise Tour. Tickets start at $20. Performance is at 5 and 7:30. Monday, June 15th, Morrissey. Tickets start at $41.50. Show is at 8. Tuesday, June 16th, an evening with David Crosby, legendary singer-songwriter and social justice advocate. David Crosby is a two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, inducted as a member of both the iconic folk rock band The Byrds, with whom he first rose to stardom, and the iconic Woodstock-era defining group, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Tickets start at $47. The show is at 8. Thursday, June 25th, Stuff You Should Know. This is an award-winning podcast hosted by Chuck Bryant and Josh Clark and produced by the venerable website How Stuff Works. Friday, June 26th, Carolina Jazz on Tour, The Rippingtons. Tickets start at $45, and the performance is at 8. And finally, Wednesday, July 1st at Carolina Theater, Pat Benatar and Neil Girardeau, 35th anniversary tour. Tickets start at $40, and the show is at 8. Oh, one other one, Wednesday, July 8th, Joe DiMassina. Tickets are $32. Concert is at 8. Only two performances at the Six Sundays concert series in Wake Forest. May 24th, it's Gene Jolly. And May 31st, it is the Gravy Boys. Okay, I found the other page for Cocoa Booth Amphitheater. That's on Regency Parkway, by the way. Wednesday, May 20th, Hobnob Jazz Concert Series, Stanley Bear Group, featuring vocalist Connie Rogers. Saturday, May 23rd, North Carolina Symphony Summerfest Concert, Rhapsody in Blue and Dvorak's New World Symphony. Sunday, May 24th, an American celebration at the movies, Triangle Wind Ensemble. Wednesday, May 27th, Hobnob Jazz Concert Series featuring Mint Julep Jazz Band. Saturday, May 30th, North Carolina Symphony Summerfest Concert, your favorite light classics. Tuesday, June 2nd, it is Tuesdays for Tots. Wednesday, June 3rd, Hobnob Jazz Concert Series again, Al Strong Quintet. Saturday, June 6th, North Carolina Symphony Summerfest Concert, totally 80s. Wednesday, June 10th, it's Alabama Shakes with Courtney Barnett. Friday and Saturday, June 12 and 13, North Carolina Symphony Summerfest Concert, White Nights Russian Festival. Monday, June 15th, Robert Plant and the Sensational Space Shifters with Pixies. Weird Al Yankovic is coming on Thursday, June 18th, with his The Mandatory Tour. Then we've got North Carolina Symphony Summerfest Concerts on Friday and Saturday, June 19 and 20. The Friday night concert is an evening of Broadway. The Saturday night concert is Symphonic Wizardry, featuring the music of Harry Potter. And then on Saturday, June 27th, the North Carolina Symphony Summerfest Concert Series again, this time the music of the Eagles. The Back Porch Music on the Lawn at American Tobacco Amphitheater. The concerts are free and held on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. May 28th, it's Scythian. June 11th, Jim White versus the Packway Handle Band. June 25th, the Gravy Boys. July 30th, it is the Jeff Austin Band. August 13th, Music Maker All-Star Review. August 27th, American Aquarium. And September 10th, it is Chatham County Line. Okay, Duke performance is coming up. If you're interested in that, you can get more information at 919-660-3356. All performances at Duke Gardens. Tickets at all of the following shows are $10, $5 for Duke students and employees. Kids 12 and under are free. Okay, here we go with Duke performances at Duke Gardens. Wednesday, June 3rd, it's Mipso. Wednesday, June 10th, Music Maker Review, Cool John Ferguson with Sam Fraser Jr. Wednesday, June 17th, Dom Fleming's Trio. Monday, June 22nd, Phil Cook's Southland Review. This is Trials, Troubles, and Heartache. On Tuesday night, it's Are You Ready for the Jubilee? Again, this is a Southland Review. And also on Wednesday, June 24th, the final Phil Cook Southland Review, introducing Southland Mission. Wednesday, July 1st, Laura Lynn Dossett. Wednesday, July 8th, Alice Gerard and Raina Gellert. Wednesday, July 15th, it is the Music Maker Review with Boo Hanks, John D. Holman, Ironing Board Sam, and Williette Hinton. Wednesday, July 22nd, the Ali Siskoko and Kara Ba. And Wednesday, July 29th, Music Maker Review, Pat Mother Blues Cohen and Big Ron Hunter. Some free or low-cost summer concerts around the Triangle. Chatham County's Bynum Front Porch Friday Night Music Series runs through September from 7 to 9. There's also Bynum Front Porch Pickin'. It takes place the second and fourth Saturdays each month from 10 to 2. Weaver Street Market in Carrboro, After Hours Music on Thursdays from 6:30 to 8:30. And then there's Jazz Brunch on Sundays from 11 to 1. At the Hillsboro Store, it is Hillsboro Outdoors every Thursday from 6 to 8. And at the Southern Village Store, there's Wind Down Wednesdays from 5:30 to 7:30. Downtown Performers Series in Cary, all types of music. All performances are located in the heart of Cary's downtown and are free. Performances held at the Downtown Performance Green, located at the corner of Kildare Farm Road and Academy Street. Starlight Concert Series in Cary. May through September, it's the fourth Friday of the month. All concerts start at 7. Clayton's Town Square Concert Series. The Clayton Town Square concerts are always the third Thursday of every month through May to September. Clayton's 2015 Millstock is celebrating its 15th year and is set for June 6th in Clayton. Toast and Tunes concerts, Clower Family Vineyards in Apex, held the second Saturday of each month through November from 2 until 4. Concerts at the Crossroads is back for another season at Flowers Crossroads. The beach music concerts are set from 3 to 6 p.m. on the following Sundays. September 13th, Jim Quick and the Coastline Band, and October 11th, it's the Band of Oz. Carolina Inn's Fridays on the Front Porch returns for another season in Chapel Hill. Enjoy free live music every Friday through October 3rd, 5 to 8 p.m. 140 West Franklin Plaza in Chapel Hill hosts events every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. until June 19th. Raleigh's Oak City 7 is back for this summer. The concerts are held on Thursdays from 5 to 10:30, City Plaza, Fayetteville Street, downtown Raleigh. Scheduled concerts are set for May 28th, June 11th and 25th, July 9 and 23, and August 6th and 20th. There's also Pickin' in the Plaza, downtown Raleigh's free summer bluegrass concerts. Pickin' in the Plaza concerts are also held on Thursdays, June 4th and 18th, July 2nd, 16th and 30th, and August 13th and 27th. A Southern Summer Outdoor Concert Series through May 20th, Southern Village Chapel Hill, each Sunday starting at 6 p.m. Live in a district music series at Village Marketplace, Mooresville, every Thursday night through June 18th from 6 to 8:30. Saturdays in Saxapaha, May through August 29th. The weekly festivities include performances featuring bluegrass, back porch, blues, folk, gospel, Latin, Celtic, funk, roots, Americana, and old-time music. Festivities take place every Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. Admission is free, though donations are appreciated. And then the Warehouse Blues Concert Series, Durham Central Park, July 10th, kicks off the 12th annual Warehouse Blues Series. There are four Fridays of live blues concerts. Of course, July 10th when it kicks off, then July 17th, 24th, and 31st. All events are free. North Carolina Museum of Art, May 22nd, Onyx Club Boys. Saturday, May 23rd, Lake Street Dive. Friday, May 29th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. Friday, June 12th, it's Brandy Carlisle. Wednesday, June 17th, Gary Clark Jr. Friday, June 19th, Nico Case. Thursday, June 25th, King Sunny Ade and his African Beats. That's at 8 o'clock. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Wednesday, May 27th. I want to let you know that the Buddy Valastro event has been canceled. Of course, you may know Buddy better as the Cake Boss. May 27th through June 7th, Pump Boys and Dinettes, and that's at Kennedy Theater. Friday, May 29th, Pokemon Symphonic Evolution, North Carolina Symphony Special, May Mandy Concert Hall. Tuesday, June 2nd. Branford Marsalis and Friends, North Carolina Symphony Special at May Mandy Concert Hall. This will be an extraordinary night to benefit the North Carolina Symphony. Grammy Award-winning saxophonist Branford Marsalis joins his friends and collaborators, including the Kruger Brothers and Rhiannon Giddens, on stage with the orchestra for memorable performance that will cross the musical spectrum. Ticket $27 to $75. Saturday, June 6th, the Legends and Heavy Hitters of Soul 2015. The tickets $52.14 to $62.14. Sunday, June 14th, Raleigh Ringers Spring Concert at May Mandy Hall, May Mandy Concert Hall. Tickets $19.14. The performance is at 3. And then, of course, coming up June 17th through the 20th at the Duke Energy Center, the Miss North Carolina pageant at Memorial Auditorium. The final competition, of course, is June 20th. Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC, Thursday, May 21st, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Friday, May 29th, The Tallest Man on Earth. Saturday, May 30th, Britt Floyd, The World's Greatest Pink Floyd Show. June 2nd through the 7th, Newsies. June 11th through the 13th, Shenway Dance Arts. June 18th through the 20th, Palobilis. Friday and Saturday, June 26th and 27th, Soledad Barrio and Noche Flamenca. And then July 2nd through the 4th, it is the Paul Taylor Dance Company. North Carolina festivals and events coming up May 21st through the 23rd is Speed Street in Charlotte. May 23rd, Lowell Freedom Festival. May 23rd, Speed Street 5K. Also the 23rd, Hildebrand Classic Cruise-In. May 22nd through the 24th, Mint Hill Madness Festival. May 23rd through the 25th, it's the Lake Lure Arts and Crafts Festival. May 30th, Over the Mountain Triathlon in Kings Mountain. May 30th, Music on the Corner in Robertsonville. June 4th, Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. And June 13th, we've got two events, Arts by the Sea Festival in Swansboro and the Hildebrand Classic Cruise-In. The Midtown Beach Music Series continues at North Hills. May 21st, Band of Oz. May 28th, the Fantastic Shakers. June 4th, the Holiday Band. June 11th, the Entertainers. June 18th, Hip Pockets. And June 25th, Legacy Motown Review. Friday, May 29th at North Hills, Oak City Jam Fest, 5:30 to 9:30 at Midtown Park, 4 hours of nonstop rock and roll. Saturday, June 6th, Kickin' It Country. It will include two bands, a sanctioned barbecue cook-off, and the proceeds from the event benefit Jim Catfish Hunter Chapter of the ALS Association and Adventurers for Special Needs. And finally, on Sunday, June 7th, it is the Midtown Music Fest from 2 to 8 p.m. at Midtown Park. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bullet Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.